Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today we're talking about the final episode of Echo, Season 1, which it's always called Season 1, which makes me feel like, are we doing a Season 2? I don't know.
Who knows? Everything's a Season 1 these days.
That's like, true, yeah.
They're being non-committal. Like, I don't know.
This episode is very exciting. Lots of cool, both like exciting moments, heart-touching moments. Soundtrack for this episode is probably my favorite of the entire season. I'm ready to dive into it. So I will start with first thoughts.
I mean, this was like pretty fun conclusion. This was like action-packed episode. We finally get the extra scene, and I can't wait till we get to that, because like, yeah, which it was hard to tell like what direction they could have gone with this, because like, you know, at the beginning it's always like, are we gonna see someone else that's part of, you know, this world, like, right. We saw Daredevil first episode, we see Daredevil again, like, will anyone else make an appearance? So I was really curious to see what direction they were going to go, but I actually like it. I mean, we're getting a good setup of where things are kind of leading.
Right.
And especially with directions like, you know, Marvel, Disney have kind of stated. So I think this was a good episode to sum everything up, and it was pretty fun.
How about you, Elisa?
I thought this episode had some sweet moments. I thought it was, I won't spoil what they are. I'll stop. but I thought that it ended the season on first a positive note and then a very scary note. And so I am interested to see if we continue to follow Maya's story into the future, whether she gets a season 2 or she becomes part of the Daredevil series, or, I feel like we definitely have new directions that the story can be taken in.
Yeah, I agree. I think that of all of the episodes this season, for me, this episode felt the most tailored. Like, it felt like they put the most amount of time into really putting the story beats where they need to be and not focus on like how much information can we get across. There's like lots of time in this episode where it's just music playing and like slow shots of things happening. There's also a lot of action and stuff like that. So, but we'll start from the beginning. The opening for this was probably my least favorite opening. Just because I was like, wow, like, serial killer vibes. We see a woodpecker, and then Maya shoots the woodpecker with a slingshot and then brings it back to her mom. And it's basically like, I don't know what happened. The woodpecker just fell down. I think it hit its head. And I was like, oh, no. No, like, what are we doing here? But through this, we find out that Maya, at least at some point in her life, knew that her mom had some sort of powers, which up until this point, it kind of seems like she didn't know that. She was like confused about all the like flashbacks she was having. She didn't know what was going on, when she could do things that she normally wouldn't be able to do. But for whatever reason, here we're showing her as a kid, see her mom, like, use her powers to heal. So, like, bring this bird back from death, basically. So that was, like, a horrible moment, followed by, like, at least, like, at least the bird survived. That's all I cared about in the end. I was like, oh, that bird's not really dead. The next thing, I think, like right after that, the next thing we see is Maya's mom at the post office. Or not her mom, her grandma.
Her grandma.
At the post office. And then Kingpin walks in and is like talking to her about Maya. And I guess this is where like he learns who she is, that she's like related to Maya in some way. But my first thought was like, so wait. Kingpin was flying back to New York, got the call that Maya wasn't coming. Did he like immediately turn around and come back? Or do you think he like went ahead and went home, rounded up some more people? Because there's some more goons that show up. Did they get to fly in his private jet?
Was he just sitting in his airplane waiting to take off? You're like, okay, I hope Maya's here in a minute. And then she just didn't show up. And so then he's like, well, dang it.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's like,
I mean, we don't really know.
Yeah, I wish there was more. I felt like he was in the air, but it's like, how many private jets does he have, right?
Right.
Because he could have just called in, like, we're there in 30, get the other one ready, because I got to go right back.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
But
I
was she going to get her own jet, though? Like, was he waiting for her to just be like, I'm going to motorcycle behind you. I don't want to get into the private jet that I have plenty of room to get into.
Well, that's what I kept thinking about all the goons that he had. I'm like, well, how did they get here? Because there's like,
they're everywhere, 20
of them. I mean, yeah.
He just brought a separate crate of goons.
Right. They'll stay at the cargo hold. Well, they're setting up, the town is setting up for the Choctaw Powwow celebration. And it's like this big thing, big to do in the town. Everyone's going to be a part of it. So what does Kingpin do? He's using this as a way to like force Maya back to working for him. Maya realizes what's going on. She has to come back. She has to save everybody. It is cool the way that she realizes something's going on. She looks out the window and she sees the woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
Like as like a callback to the beginning, and the woodpecker flies away and she like runs outside, gets on her bike, comes back to her grandma's house where she finds her mom's spirit, or I don't know, is it like a vision? I don't really know what it's supposed to be.
It's an echo.
It's
roll credit.
Here's I'll just. This was probably my very first thought after the episode ends. It's like, oh, this is just Star Wars. I mean, it was like the Force.
Yeah,
there's so much. It's like, once you think back through, especially this episode and all these moments, I'm like, oh, this is just, they're just basically taking a spin off of the Force and making it Marvel.
It was
yeah,
really sweet, though, that she got to reunite with her mom.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was like a super touching moment because is this when they play Down to the River?
No, it was the previous one. And also, like, we didn't talk about this. Was it not the exact version from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Because once that, as soon as that, I was like, oh, man, I haven't seen that movie in forever. Like, it just, yeah.
I thought that was in this episode. Because I was like, man, that was probably, like, one of my top moments of the season. That was just, like, took you out of what was going on. All right, well, we're talking about last week.
Speaking of music, though, I don't know if we haven't really touched on this per se. I love, like, the song they picked for the intro with the yeah. Like, I have immediately added that to my playlist, so I listen to that at least once a week.
Me too. Well, it's cool because I was thinking about that song because I think they play that song when the grandmother is working on the suit. Or looking at the suit, at least. So this, you know, the Maya's mom is there. She kind of basically is, like, giving her a pep talk on, like, you can do this, like, you're strong, we're all here with you. And also, here's your cool outfit that you can wear. I'm kind of jumping around in the episode here, but only because we're talking about the outfit. Outfit, super cool. If you've seen Echo in the comics, her comic outfit is kind of just a black tank top with like the sun pattern on it. So the sun pattern's there. It's sort of like a tank top. I get it. It's her comic suit. At some point in the episode, she rips the front of it off to as like a costume reveal. But underneath it, I don't know that it was like different enough to be like the moment that I think they thought it was going to be, at least for me. Like when she pulls because it's just leather. And then she pulls it off and there's like a little design underneath it. But other than that, like the suit's the same. And I was like, why was that like a moment? Like it would have been cool if it had like, it didn't have the sun design or anything like that. It was just like some leather armor. And then she rips it off and it shows like her comic sun design on. Like that would have been cool. But for it to just be like kind of the same with like a little extra bedazzlement going on, I was like, oh, it's a weird choice to do like a costume reveal with the same costume she's already wearing. I don't know. But her costume's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a very neat moment, touching moment. She gets her costume on, gets suited up. We also kind of see everybody in her family, not Bonnie or her grandmother, but her uncle and Biscuits are kind of like, okay, like we gotta stop them. You know, where are they gonna be? Where are they coming from? So then we kind of like cut back and forth between what's going on at the powwow celebration and what's going on with Maya. And at the powwow celebration, we see two white vans show up with just like full of guys with guns. And then one just, I don't know, guy with a cowboy hat and a rocket launcher that he keeps in like a cooler. I don't know. I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, what? Wouldn't the guys in the van be enough? I don't know why they brought this guy.
Felt very cartoony, right? This felt like what you would see if this was like in one of the 90s like animated shows.
Yeah. And it made me think, like, is this okay somebody? Right.
Yeah. But it wouldn't even matter. It would just happen and you would be cool with it, right?
Yeah. He pulls the rocket out of the ice chest and says Acme on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of weird, but you know, all the moments where you see them dancing and stuff at the powwow celebration, really cool, really powerful. And then it would cut back to like Maya, who's confronting Kingpin, who surrounds her with goons, and then is like, oh, by the way, I have Bonnie and your grandma, and I'm going to make Bonnie be the translator. And so we see this like moment where he's basically telling her like, yeah, I killed your dad, and so what? Like, you better come back and work for me again. And this whole time you're like seeing it all play out where Bonnie is having to sign for Maya and translate Maya to Kingpin. And it's a cool moment and an intense moment because of how they do the sound, where it's like you just don't hear anything. And I was like, man, this is like, those moments are way more powerful, I think, than if you like hear one person talking and see the other person signing. I almost like it better when we get to like see the situation from Maya's side, because it does make those moments a little more tense. But then, you know, Maya's basically just like, don't worry, trust me. And somehow is able to give Bonnie power, which like I'm still not 100% on. Like, I get they're related, right?
Right.
They're cousins, so like technically the same bloodline. But they make a point in the show, I think, to kind of make it seem like only some people get the ancestor power in the bloodline. And I feel like the grandma was one, Maya's mom was one, now Maya's one, but somehow when Maya does her cool stance, it not only reignites the grandma's power, but it also gives Bonnie the glowy hand power. And I was like, well, I don't know that I understand what's going on right now.
I know. I wish that could have been a little bit more clear, because it's...
She's not the Iron Fist. You know, like, she's right. able to draw on these abilities from her past.
It's like, are they trying to make Maya a mutant? Like, she can transfer the abilities to other people? Like, that seems more like of a mutant type ability, potentially. Right. But it's like... It's like lingering on that versus, like, I keep going back. It's like the Force. It's right. Like, you know, it's kind of like if they're one with the family heritage or whatever, they can use the power. Or like even going to like Thor's hammer. Like, there's,
I feel there's like all these little
nods to things, but it doesn't really fit, right?
Yeah, they keep telling us that Maya's ability, like Maya's power, is that she can draw on the experiences of her ancestors. Mm-hmm. So the one is really good at sharpshooting. So Maya can draw on that and be good at sharpshooting. The other one's really good at playing that stickball game. So Maya can be good at playing a stickball game. At one point, the grandma picks a guy up and like slams him against the ceiling and then drops him. Oh, we haven't seen any like Hulklings in her ancestry going on. Like, I don't understand why all of a sudden they have like super strength and are like crazy powerful, and it's like you built this is like my one gripe for this whole season, is that they can't figure out what they want Maya's powers to be.
Yeah,
and it's like every episode she has completely different powers to the previous episode.
And I was kind of okay with her having no powers whenever she just was like very highly skilled.
Yeah.
But also they do establish that the powers come in whenever you need them. And so maybe that's how the cousin and grandma were able to do the things, because they finally needed it, I guess. But also for the super strength, maybe the like original Choctaws that it showed, since they were not human, had superhuman strength. Yeah. I do not know. They do not establish this. Nobody relives anything in that scene.
Yeah, that's true. It is interesting, too, because I've been watching, or not watching, I've been reading the Secret Wars and Secret Invasion, like the entirety of it, on Marvel Unlimited. Please sponsor us. And I couldn't get away from it, watching the last episode again and like seeing the flashbacks of her ancestors, thinking like, are they Skrulls? Did they come from Skrulls? Because like the first Choctaw people have that like Skrull liney chin thing going on. And then the next one has like the tattoo of the lines. And then the one after that had like a tattoo with less lines. And then they kind of no more tattoos. But I was like, is this going to play into some Skrull stuff in the future? They're like an offshoot. Like,
did they share makeup departments?
Maybe that's what it was. They were like, we have all these leftover prosthetics. I use them. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. But really intense scene going on with them getting powers and fighting everybody. And then it like cuts back up to the powwow going on. We see the guy pull out his rocket launcher. Biscuits just like runs over the vans with a monster truck and presumably kills all of those people. Because they don't get out of the van and we never hear about them again. It's just like,
nope.
Oh, I guess they're dead. And then, yeah, the uncle shoots the rocket launcher guy, who then shoots the rocket up into the air and explodes. And everyone's like, ooh, fireworks. I did want to point out, I know we talked about Bonnie, the actress, is from the Who series Reservoir Dogs. In this episode alone, there are like 8 other actors and actresses from Reservoir Dogs. So go watch Reservoir Dogs if you haven't. It's pretty good. But yeah, I thought that they kind of like, I don't know, the monster truck made it seem like they were like, how do we introduce the fact that there's all these bad guys up there? How do we get rid of them without taking any more screen time? I just run over them.
Yeah. it's kind of how it felt. Yeah.
Yeah, whoever proposed the monster truck death scene, though, they were probably really proud of themselves in the writer's room. Like, guys, I've got it.
Yeah. I know. A monster truck.
Like, how many people are just like, hear me out. What if Vision just like shows up? Or like how many times
are we there? Ride?
Yeah, like
we already let you have a rocket launcher.
Yeah, what is the budget on rockets and monster trucks?
Like, what if like Bullseye? Like, let's introduce Bullseye. Like, he just takes them all out.
Better.
Or Punisher.
Punisher shows up.
We could do that Family Guy gag where Spider-Man comes in and saves everybody. Everybody gets one.
Well, to kind of like wrap up Kingpin and Maya's fight, we go back and Maya does her mom's like healing touch on his heart.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Which then makes him collapse, and then she does it on his mind or his brain or his face or whatever. And we kind of get this flashback from the original Daredevil series where they're in the room, like his old room, but it's him as Kingpin, not as the little kid Kingpin. But you see the same thing play out where you see the cracked white wall. You hear the banging on the other side of the wall where the dad is beating up the mom, and you see him like start to go for the hammer, and he picks up the hammer, but then Maya shows up and is basically like, hey, like, you don't need to do that. Why don't you just give that to me? Kind of tries to like calm him down, almost like a little therapy going on. And then when they like get out of this memory, Kingpin's like freaking out. He's like, what'd you do to me? And then basically just like runs away. I also want to know, what did Maya do to him? Because I felt like when she was doing it, they even made another flashback to the mom doing it on the bird. So I was like, oh, she's like healing his heart and healing his brain. And I thought maybe his eye, because they were like, we can't keep doing the prosthetics to make his eye look all messed up. So like, let's just heal that real quick. But none of that happened. It just seemed like she went in and saw a portion of his past and I guess sort of like showed it to him in a different light, which made him insecure. And so then he ran away. But it was like, I feel like nothing really happened, though. Like, it's not like she convinced him that, like, it wasn't his fault or she, like, helped him work through this trauma. It was just like, hey, remember you did this? It's okay. And then he was like, no, it's not okay. And then we're just back to square one, but he ran away. So it felt like a open-ended way to leave both of them, which I know his gets a little bit more narrowed down way to leave him, but Maya's story kind of wraps up with her then about to leave town. Then she changed her mind and she goes to have lunch or whatever with her family. And it's like, oh, that's nice. She's like back with her
family.
Yeah. But I don't know, I kind of feel like the main part of her storyline wasn't resolved. Like, Kingpin is still there, and Kingpin is probably still going to come for you. All you did was send him back to New York. Like, she didn't, they didn't like wrap up their story. So I don't
It seems like she
understand.
might still want to do crime.
Yeah, she wants to be the Queenpin, but like the
Does she
fact that
anymore? Like, I don't know.
he can show up at any moment and he knows where her family lives.
Yeah.
And
Not
then
great.
it was just sort of like, well, all right. See ya.
It's
Just
not,
find
yeah.
another highly trained assassin.
It's like you don't get as much in this world like you do like in like DC with like Batman and Arkham Asylum, right? It's just like
Right.
constantly going after these bad guys, but they all end up in the same place for like some random amount of time, whether they like break out or whatever. So it's like, yeah, like why don't we get any kind of real conclusion here? Or like, especially with like Kingpin, the whole point of this episode was like his mission was to kill her family. He wanted to put her in a position where like she would feel like she was just stuck with him. And in the end, he just let go. Like, how does that, what does that put her? Like, is she going to
Right.
be comfortable leaving her family? Like, is she wanting to go back to New York as well? Or like, what's her next mission or motive or goal or whatever?
Right. Yeah, I feel like it just sort of left her story ambiguous, which like I don't know, even if she had like gone to lunch with her family and showed up and Contessa was there, it would have been like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, she's like getting pulled
Sure.
into Thunderbolts or something. But yeah, this was just sort of
This
like
is just
happy
like, yeah,
ending.
like Echo, and this, like, you know, Echo's not necessarily a superhero, a super villain. You know, it's one of those that just falls in the middle. And it's also one that's like, whole family knows, like, there's no secrecy, right? Like,
Yeah. For a show called Echo, you'd think that you would have more
but
solid
going,
ending.
and then going back, like, I wish they explained more about the abilities, right? Because it almost feels like, can does the grandmother have all these abilities? Like, is she just not worried because if someone comes to try to, like, she can call upon the ancestors and do all this stuff?
I don't know. It goes back to like they kept explaining the powers, but they kept explaining them in a different way that made it seem like,
Yeah.
wait, that's not what you said before. So I don't know. But let's get to the fun part, Kingpin's ending. So we get a post-credit scene finally, and Kingpin's on his jet flying home, and he's all bummy because Maya's not with him and also made him relive part of his past. And then he sees that there's a news program going on that's like, oh, we need a new mayor for New York. And the two guys on the news program are basically like, yeah, we need a fighter. We need a bare-knuckled brawler. And I was like, what? No one would ever say that. No one would ever be like, yeah, I want a guy that fights people. That's what
Right.
we
I don't know,
need.
y'all. The news is weird now.
I mean, that's
Yeah.
true. That's very true. And I'm sure there are people out there that would be like, yeah, I want a UFC mayor. But yeah,
How
it
many
was.
like wrestlers have become like
Right.
mayors and governors and
That's
stuff. I feel
true.
like
Yeah.
it's more than there should be.
And then, yeah, Kingpin fits that role perfectly. We're kind of, that's where they kind of leave him. That like now he knows, like, oh, I can run for mayor. Which then leads to that is a storyline in the
Yeah.
comics that he becomes the mayor. And it's not good. And there's also a storyline in the comics that I hope we get to see where Norman Osborn takes over the Avengers. And that's when like Deadshot or Deadshot, what's his name? Bullseye.
Bullseye.
When Bullseye becomes Hawkeye. So it's like, well, that would be cool to see, but I guess they have to introduce him first.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that's what we're leaning towards. We're leaning
Yeah.
away from the like universe ending bad guys like Kang and Galactus and Thanos and moving more into like the Kingpin, Norman Osborn, like,
yeah,
guys that are taking over the world while also doing it sort of legally. They're doing illegal things on the side, don't get me wrong, but the way they get power
it's like technically... the hiding in plain sight approach.
Exactly.
It's like, exactly, these I like these kind of villains as well, because it's just like, it's just, you get the stress and like the fear of like everyone, right? Because it's like they realize like these people are bad, but they're at a level of power where, like, you know, they're like, well, they're paying off the cops and crime rates going up and no one has our back, and, you know, we can't get jobs, we can't pay bills, blah blah blah.
Right.
Like, we're getting to that level of things that get I like find interesting. Yeah. And then I think this part ties in more with like the beginning, right? When Kingpin just kind of like shows up and he's talking with the grandmother and having that conversation, because this kind of like echoes, yeah, like from like in episode from like the Daredevil series, right? Because like Kingpin goes, it's just like, you know, he's not, no, you would expect he would be known. He's a character, like he stands out. But no one really knows him, right? And like in the Daredevil series, like that was the whole point, is like he was running the show, but he wanted to stay invisible,
right?
Until he gets to a point where he realizes, like, I kind of need to be in the spotlight. Like, if I really want to get to where I want to go, I need to have more access to things, which basically means like I need to be in the spotlight,
right?
Hide in plain sight. Build people's trust, but at the same time, like, I'm doing my illegal stuff.
Right. So that kind of leads us to our question from last week, which was, what Daredevil story would you like to see portrayed in the MCU? And mine comes from this storyline where Kingpin becomes the mayor. And it is when Daredevil takes over the Hand and becomes the leader of the Hand, and they basically like erect this giant temple for the Hand in the middle of Hell's Kitchen, as like a symbol to be like, we're gonna fight back against Kingpin, the like evil crime syndicate mayor, but we're also the Hand, so they like kill a bunch of people and stuff. But it's like a really intense storyline. It's really interesting to see a hero like Daredevil kind of go from being like sort of like Captain America, right? Like, Daredevil doesn't kill people, he just beats them up, to, all right, now he's going to be sort of like a villain, anti-hero situation. But really, he's still just trying to fight Kingpin, who's the mayor. So that'll be my choice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Dark, yeah,
not familiar enough with the various Daredevil stories. I'm trying to recall, like, I think growing up I had like some Daredevil like trading cards, but I think that was my only real knowledge around. Most of like when it came to Kingpin, like, I associated him more with like Spider-Man from like the animated series, you know. I mean, if they can do a storyline that brings them together, I would be all for that. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Spider-Man, Daredevil.
But I'm not gonna say anything, so I'm gonna spoil, but I've seen the stuff circulating. I kind of have an idea of what they're gonna do, and I will leave it at that. I will say I'm very excited, but I'm also scared. And I'll leave it at that.
How about you, Lisa? You have any?
Well, I also, again, I don't know very much about Daredevil, but I do know that I really liked him and She-Hulk together. So bring her back, like, make their love last forever. Make him do the walk of shame at least one more time.
I agree. Well, yeah, overall, that Echo is finished now. Great series. Very cool things that they've done both in the series and things that they've done for filming of the series and stuff like that. So Congrats, Marvel, on another fun series. We hope to see more of Echo in the future, and this isn't just sort of like an Echo lived happily ever after. Not that we don't want her to be happy. We do want her to be happy, but we just want to see her again. So, yeah, overall good series. Did we miss anything that you guys wanted to talk about?
I made like four notes just about how weird the CGI would pick her looked.
Yeah, it was very... Goes back to what we were talking about in between shows.
Yeah. We're real good at that, listeners.
Yeah. We were talking about how good the CGI is at covering up women that are pregnant while filming. Real good at covering that up, but we can't make a bird look like a bird.
And apparently we can't train a bird. We can't find a bird that can act off the seat. We're just chilling.
Right.
Well, she did shoot it in the head with it.
She did. That part can be CGI.
No, I think we covered everything. I guess what are your thoughts around Disney Plus releasing this all at once? Would you want to see more series done this way, or just have them continue with like a week to week episode?
As a viewer, yeah, I'm all about binging a series.
Yeah.
But I also recognize that if you put it all out and you binge the series, then you have to wait,
yeah,
2 to 3 times as long for the next thing. So I think I'm split. I think I'm fine either way. Like I have positives for both. As a content creator, it's nice to have them all, because I feel like we don't get behind if we like miss an episode or something. So I don't know. I'm good either.
I kind of like the week to week.
Yeah,
it just flows better with like my schedule, and then I'm just like, you know, come on, Disney, help hook us up. But you know, if we get to the level of like early access, like in a series like this, I 5 episodes, I think they got like 3 or 4 all at once, right? Which feels weird, right? You're getting the bulk of it,
right?
Like
you just wait for that 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks early, and then you're just kind of stuck in this weird waiting. But then but even when they're doing week to week, like sometimes they're getting multiple episodes early, and then they're gonna have to wait like nearly a month before they get anything new. So it's like, I don't think there's a fine line depending on, you know, what route you go, especially as a content creator. But if they're gonna do these again, I'd hope that we get longer seasons. Like 5 episodes, like, still feels like things were rushed. Like there's a lot of detail in characters, especially bringing in newer characters. You know, if they would have made this like 7 episodes,
right,
get a little bit more into some story, and you know, especially this being like this MA, like a mature series, like was it really?
Yeah, they're only like
compared to like
moments.
Some of the other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if it really deserved that per se. Like you compare this to like The Punisher, like
right?
No, I don't think this was anywhere near like any of that. But yeah.
Well, we'll actually, that's a good question. So that'll be our question this week. Will be, do you prefer everything coming out at once, them dropping the entire season at once, or do you prefer a week to week? I'd like to know what you guys think. Also, before I forget, if you want to come see us live and in person, you can see us at the White River Fan Con in Batesville, Arkansas, Saturday, March 2nd, Sunday, March 3rd. We'll be there doing something. So stop by, see us, and see what we're up to. Again, that's White River Fan Con, Saturday, March 2nd, Sunday, March 3rd. Before we go, it's gone. I forgot what I was saying. So that does it for Echo. And
So you're telling us your thought is just lost in an echo? I don't even know if that works, but
roller credits. See you guys next week.